This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I asked this question a while back. How much proof do Republicans need to impeach Biden? We've got an impeachment inquiry open. Did they even do an impeachment inquiry with Donald Trump? I think they just went straight to the try to impeach him. And I would love for somebody to chronicle what did they decide was the evidence that they needed to impeach Trump? Because they impeached him on Russian collusion, which was a blatant lie. Then they impeached him on Ukraine, which was a blatant lie. And think about it. What they impeached Trump on with Ukraine and what we have Joe Biden on with Ukraine. And I'm trying to imagine why. How in the world of wide, wide world of sports have we not impeached Joe Biden already? Why hasn't this happened? Do they think they won't be successful? Are they waiting for the right time, maybe to put the Democrats on tilt for this next election cycle? But what is it that you have to have as a Republican before you go, look, I've got enough. I've seen enough. We've got a check from Joe Biden from his brother that involves a whole other issue now. They can go down that rabbit hole, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to find a rabbit. But look at what Joe Biden did in Ukraine. I mean, putting everything else aside, he goes there. He says, I'm going to withhold this $1 billion unless you get rid of the prosecutor. They get rid of the prosecutor. State Department says, well, that wasn't our official policy. So they get rid of the prosecutor. All of that stops. Burisma continues making payments to Junior or to Hunter. And so Joe Biden publicly says, I'm going to stop this guy. It goes against U.S. policy. It benefits his son. And they go, no, what are you talking about? Kevin, what, I don't see anything. I mean, I see it. You see it. All the Republicans see it. And yet, Mitch McConnell, this is a while back, but they talked about this. This was back in August. He says he nudged his Republican counterparts to pump the brakes on chatter of impeaching Joe Biden.
I said 2 years ago, when we had not one but two impeachments, that once we go down this path, it incentivizes the other side to do the same thing.
Look, impeachment is there for a reason. It isn't there as a political tool. Look, let me say this. If Joe Biden didn't do anything, I wouldn't want him impeached. But the fact is, he did. And you're not going to Vandersloot me because I already know. Or maybe you are Vandersloot me. I know the answer. He killed Natalie Holloway. I know the answer. Joe Biden took money and he changed policy. All for his family's benefit.
Impeachment ought to be rare. This is not good for the country.
It should be rare. And it shouldn't have been done against Donald Trump. But I'll be doggone if it shouldn't be done against Joe Biden. This man deserves to be impeached. And when I say impeached, I'm not talking about exonerated. I'm talking about impeached and kicked out of office. And everybody that's complicit should be in prison with him. House Republicans were calling for this impeachment because it's deserved. It's that simple. McCarthy said, give us the bank statements to prove that he didn't profit from his offspring's endeavor. Why doesn't Joe Biden provide bank statements? I've asked this before. If this were Donald Trump, do you think they wouldn't be demanding bank statements? Of course they would. And they should. In a circumstance like this, absolutely. Joe Biden should be forthcoming. He's just, you know what, he's always talking.
I gave my tax returns.
He should be saying, you know what, I want to put this to bed. What do you need? What do you need? You need bank records from me? You need access to my bank records of my LLC? We will cooperate fully. I want this thing. You know why he won't? Because both he and his son and many of his family members will be in prison. That's why he won't cooperate. And this sick leftist-controlled government and this leftist-controlled establishment wieners that are protecting him should all be kicked out of government. They should never be able to serve in government again. McCarthy said this a while back. I think there's enough proof out there that this Biden family needs to come forward and show there wasn't pay to play. And this is as good as it got from McCarthy. I don't even know if he meant it. He said it, but they say things and they don't mean it. So I don't know if he meant it. But it's true. If there was ever a time for impeachment, this is it. Bill Clinton shouldn't have been impeached over Lewinsky. I'll be honest with you, he shouldn't have. It's a stupid thing to impeach a guy or try to impeach him. You impeach a guy when you wonder, is he taking advantage of his position and using the populace to do it, which is exactly what Joe Biden has done. He has put Americans in harm's way. He has put our partners in harm's way. Israel is in harm's way because of Joe Biden and what he's done. And I'm going to tell you, if they gave us the real answers, I'm convinced of this, that Iran is doing what they're doing because they said, Joe Biden can't stop us. I was talking to a friend of mine, former lefty, seen the light, and he can't stand Donald Trump. And I said to him, he's a Jewish guy. And I said to him, what do you think about Trump? Oh, you know, Kevin, I don't like Trump. I said, well, I got a question for you. Would Israel have been attacked if Trump were president? And would we have a war in Ukraine? Two questions. I framed it as one. And you know what he did? He reluctantly went, no. Still was negative on Trump, but he knew his homeland wouldn't have been attacked and we wouldn't be giving money to Ukraine. He knew it as a fact. And it bugged him to have to say no. He talked about Trump not showing leadership and criticizing Netanyahu. Okay, fine. I may agree with him on that. But what I know, and I've said this to many people, Donald Trump showed enough strength to where you left our partners alone and we weren't going to get, you weren't going to corrupt. What were you going to do? You're going to, oh, Donald Trump took a bribe. No, he didn't. And what's funny for the people that still want to be of the ilk that Trump did something wrong, where's the smoking gun? Because I'll tell you this, Joe Biden's got two smoking pistols that he's holding up in the air going, what next? Hold my beer.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to talk off subject for a little bit. Talk about my childhood, how I grew up. I am so amazingly blessed. Amazingly. I think about losing my mother before I turned 5, just beginning to understand who she was and the tragedy of that. And it impacted my life in negative ways, negative ways, as you might imagine. But my grandparents stepped in, they picked us up and adopted my brother and I. And the learning began. And it was a mean, cruel world out there that just wanted to destroy these two little black boys born in the 60s who were coming through this transition period of the 50s into the 60s where black people were just starting to come into our own, and then we had this turbulent period of the 60s that we came through with eyes wide open, little kids seeing it develop, watching it in ways that I don't think most people can understand. Growing up in a white world, because my grandmother worked at a hairdresser a gay white hairdresser in Alamo Heights, San Antonio, which is a ritzy area of San Antonio. And she had what was called a white clientele. But then she would come home, and during the evenings and on the weekends, she did what was called black hair, meaning her clients were black. My grandmother literally straddled the line between the white world and the black world. And so did we, by definition, because we got to hear the gossip and all the things that occurred with the black women. But then every now and then, when my grandmother couldn't get sitters or whatever, we'd go over to Leonard's Hair Fashion. And I didn't even know what a gay guy was. I just knew Leonard wasn't all there, right? But, and he was a little funny, as my grandmother would describe gay people. But he was a nice guy. And my brother and I would play outside in Alamo Heights. And these white women, these what I would call the blue hairs, would come in. And they were my grandmother's clients. And my grandmother, who was the first person in our family to get a high school education, would do white hair and converse with these white women. And they would talk about Richard Nixon, and my grandmother was a Democrat, and she had to, you know, it was funny because they knew she was a Democrat. It was a strange way to grow up. Anyway, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, I remember Christmas, my grandmother would have all these gifts to open. These white women would just lavish gifts upon her. And I would open these things, and it would be, you know, fake adorned jewelry boxes and, you know, little trinkets, things that I had no clue, little bracelets and things. Was it Zaworski crystals, or I don't know the name of it, but it was the crystals and all that. And then they'd give books and stuff to me and my brother, and I would absorb the books. I remember that. But my grandmother didn't even know what to do with all this stuff. She would just make a note of it and thank everybody after the fact. And we did this in the living room of this little house on Hayes Street. And I remember the tethered phone that would reach like 30 feet into the house, because it had a really, really long, you know, accordion-like cord on it. And we would yell for, you know, my grandmother, "It's so-and-so on the phone," and how me and my brother used to love. We'd run when the phone would ring and answer it. It was such an interesting time in life. And I tell this story when I'm talking about my life growing up, but the kids, I would come from visiting the Urschels, who were one of the wealthiest families in San Antonio, and that's who my grandfather worked for. My grandmother was a hairdresser to the richest white women in town, and my grandfather was an executive chef and chauffeur. He had two roles for the Urschel family, and he had a chauffeur's hat, and he would drive Mr. Urschel around to do his bidding. Those are the jobs of my family. And when it was time to cook, my grandfather would make, he and the lady that lived at the house, they had a servant's quarters. I'll never forget it. It was like a hotel. The house was so big, it was a hotel. There was a door to go into the servant's quarters, and you went up there, it looked like a brothel. It was like a hotel room. It was room after room after room on two sides. They had that many people, servants. I forget how many bedrooms were in the house, but it was, I think it was like 20-something bedrooms. The place had a bowling alley, for goodness sakes. I used to love to go visit Mr. Urschel, and he was the nicest guy. I'd see him coming down this big mahogany stairway. I mean, you could drive a truck up the stairway, and he'd come down very old, and he'd say hello, and, you know, and we'd say hello, and I just marveled at the opulence, the wealth that a person or family could have. But he wasn't the only one. They lived on Elizabeth Way. They donated the house to the city of San Antonio as a, they made it a museum. But there were three other houses in that area that were just as large. I mean, that was the people. And here's the thing. They were big donors to the think tank that was in San Antonio, but they had a farm, which is where my uncle and aunt took care of, and then my grandparents took care of the 25,000-acre cattle ranch, which is where we eventually moved once Mr. Urschel passed away, and Betty and her husband, Betty was Mr. Urschel's daughter, took over, and they said, "Would you guys run the ranch that she had inherited?" And that's what moved me and my brother and my grandparents to Brady, Texas. That's how we got to that little bitty town. But when I talk about being blessed, it isn't, I mean, I could have had lots financially, and I used to look at my life as being blessed in that regard. I don't. You know what I look at it as blessed too? I'm so blessed that there are people who are willing to give some of their fortune to me, and it began with the Urschels and the Mormon family, and walking that line between white and black and understanding that people matter. It doesn't matter what color they are. It matters about their character. I learned that firsthand. And I know, man, I was driven by money when I was younger, and I'm to some degree I still am. I want to die and leave legacy money to my children. I do. And I'm working on it. And we've got things working. But in the meantime, you know what I managed to do? I managed to build real friendships. People who care. One of my friends, he's like a brother, Shaveen. I mean, I'll go through the relationship another time, but gets out of prison, doesn't know what he wants to do, and God puts everybody in your life for a reason. I'm convinced of this. And next thing you know, we're like brothers. One of my brothers passed away, Dale. Went to school together. He married Lori. Lori's like a sister. I can't tell you how much I love this woman. Would have never met her had I not known Dale. Tommy, we keep together. Robert, all my friends. Guys that will come to bat for me. I've met new friends. Ann, Bob, and Carol. Albert. He's like a bro. Can't tell you how much I appreciate you folks. Dr. Andy, Brother Bob. The Andys, Brother Bob. All of you who help when we ask for it. We appreciate you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Evacuation efforts currently underway for Americans trapped in Israel and Gaza. Detroit residents continuing to honor the memory of Samantha Wohl, a Jewish community leader who was found stabbed to death. The United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love being a conservative. I do. I can't express it in a way. I don't know. I don't think I can convey it on radio. I don't even know if you saw me. I can convey it, but I love it. I do. Is because I look at news articles and I say to myself, we are not like that. I don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, physically, financially, emotionally, I want what's best for everybody. I meet people and I want to see the best in them. Now, I do realize I'm not naive. I realize some people are just incorrigible. They're irredeemable. You can't do anything with them. It's going to take God to change their lives. But we as conservatives, man, what an amazing group of people I've met. A God-loving, Christ-following, flawed man like myself. But I believe in America, and I believe in all that she stands for. And I believe that if you look for the opportunity in this country, it will find you. As my grandmother says, if you wake up in a bunch of horse poop, get up and look for the pony. I'm that guy. Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But I look at the left. Man, these are evil people. And look, we've talked about it 1,000 different ways, but look, every news story just reinforces the sad state of affairs of being a leftist. How could you want to be that? How could you want to be someone who's petty and jealous and a liar, a conniver? I talked to my son the other day. He goes into his mother's office and he's playing video games on her computer set, on her desk, and he's got the PS4 or whatever, and it's been taken away from him because he's done some things and we are strict about it. But he's gained some of it back. Well, she was out of town. I saw him getting ready to hook it all up. I'm like, "Did you talk to your mom?" "Yeah, yeah. I was on the phone with her, you know." She says, "It's all right." "Okay. All right." So a couple hours went by and I went, "You know what? I don't trust him. I don't trust him." "Nope. Trust but verify." So I called his mom. I said, "Hey, babe, did you?" She says, "I didn't say that." She says, "I gave him permission to do something from before, but it didn't carry over into this." And so as soon as she says, "No, didn't say that. Didn't allow him to go in to get it, etc." So I get off the phone. I immediately go into her office. I said, "Shut it down." And he's looking at me like, "What? What?" I'm like, "Shut it down." I said, "You lied." And he's like, "Well, not really, because it kind of was like a bleed over from this." I said, "Your mom mentioned that and said that was not the case." I said, "But here's what you did. Here's what I don't like. You didn't think I was going to verify, and you angle. See, you didn't give me the whole scoop. If you had said to me, 'Dad, I'd really like to play video games. I haven't checked with mom, but she did say this.'" And I would have said, "Well, you know what, let's check with her." And I would have advocated for you. But because you were sneaky and you tried to get it in on a technicality, which he's known to do, I don't know if you have teenage kids, but they think they're smarter than you are. I don't know if I'm telling you anything you know, but they do. They think they're smarter than you are. So I said, if you hadn't tried to get in on a technicality, I'd have no problem authorizing this. I would say, you know what? Here you go. Let's do it. And we would work together and say, oh, Mom, you know, it's only a couple of hours. Whatever. I would help you. I'm not helping you now. You've lost the privilege. But here's what I'm teaching him. Stop trying to angle. Stop telling the lie that's enough, has a little bit of truth built in. And I know that's how they teach you how to lie in CIA school. You know, make it close enough to the truth to where you could pass a lie detector test. But I don't like it. Because I feel like I'm being played. And I told him that. You can't play me. I got too many years behind me, baby, to be played. So just deal with me and your mom and your friends and the people that matter and, for the record, anybody else in truth, and it's probably going to work out better. Back to these leftists. Laura Love put this out because there was a professor, Dr. Mika, that's her Instagram name or whatever, with paid access, Laura Love writes, to young minds. Our children said this, then expects, in other words, she's saying, with paid minds to young minds, our children said this and expects society to accept her apology. And here's what she said. Israelis are pigs, savages. Very, very bad people. Irredeemable excrement. The propaganda has been downright evil. After the past week, if your eyes aren't open to the crimes against humanity that Israel is committing and has committed for decades and will continue to commit, then I suggest you open them. It's disgusting and grotesque. May they all rot in you know where. That's what she put out. But then she apologized. Like Nick Cannon, you know, oh, the Jews. And then they want to come back and they want to apologize. Oh, I didn't really mean it. It reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where George rants at his boss, quits. And then Jerry says, well, maybe you could just go back in and act like it never happened. Act like you didn't care, like you weren't quitting. Well, he didn't do that. I mean, George did it, and it didn't work. And it's not going to work here. You're not going to act like you don't think that. But here's where I come back to being a conservative, a Christian conservative, or Judeo-Christian conservative. I don't have any animosity towards this woman. Not overly attractive or anything, but I'm just saying, if I saw her on the street and she needed a door held open for her, I'd hold it open for her. If we were hailing a cab and she needed it, I would give her the cab. There's nothing about her. Even after, with this statement that she's made, I still have no animosity towards her. But the idea that this is the left. Look, I don't know what's happening between Israel and Hamas. I have a general idea. I'm not stupid. But here's what I'll tell you. Both sides probably have some legitimacy in the argument. As the old saying goes, there's three sides to the story. Their sides, the one side, the other side, and the truth. And I'm not here to determine what the truth is. But here's what I can tell you. Going into a country, killing women and children, kidnapping them, raping them, all for the sake of your philosophy or your ideology, to me, is dead wrong. Particularly when the other side only wants to be left alone. I don't get it. I talked about this woke update with Victoria's Secret and leftism spiraling in on itself and finally going, you know what, it's stupid for us to try to sell sexy women's undergarments using LGBT, or in this case, transsexual men, or ugly big women, or whatever. That's not the envision, what people envision for your product. Well, leftists, let me tell you, if you're trying to sell your product as a, we're the people that want to get along and we love everybody and all that, you sure experience a lot of hate. You sure showcase a lot of hate. For somebody that says you want to love everybody, you know what? I'm beginning not to believe you. I'm beginning to think you're lying. This is amazing to me. Israelis are pigs? Look, one of these days, I was at a UJA event, not UJA, a Voice of America event in New York. And one of the guys who, you know, studies the history of the Jews, he read off a litany of things that the Jewish people have done that I promise you will absolutely blow your mind. Number of Nobel Peace Prize winners. And what have they won Nobel Peace Prizes in? Medicine, economics, physics. They've literally revolutionized the world, the Jews have. And I'm going to tell you, they get so much crap. You just keep asking yourself, what is y'all's problem with the Jews? I was supposed to do a thing with the Jewish folks because I told them black people can sell the worst of our culture. We don't have all the Nobel Peace, and I'm not saying that Nobel's fixed. I'm not saying that that's a barometer of how good you are as a people. But as a people, black people, we got a lot of work to do. Now the 1950 to 1960 below blacks don't. But the 1960 beyond blacks got a little bit of work to do, and certainly the 1980s and beyond have a lot of work to do. But we market nonsense. The Jews have given to this world, to this planet, things. There's nothing you touch that doesn't have some sort of a Jewish influence, and yet they're despised. That's sick. So who is this Dr. Mika? A professor, I don't know where, but you know, she's teaching at a college, she's teaching young people, and she spits this stuff out with ease and probably didn't even expect any blowback. That's what's really surprising.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dr. Mika Tosca is her name. Tosca, the Art Institute of Chicago. She's the one that they said, the students fought back, by the way. They said she must be held fully accountable for her vile bigotry. Leora Rez of Stop Anti-Semitism. She's the executive director. She says, as reports of anti-Semitism continue to pour in, we demand administrators hold Dr. Mika Tosca fully accountable for her vile bigotry. She must be investigated for her horrible sentiments. Jewish students deserve to feel safe on campus, and people like her make that impossible with their unapologetically... They are unapologetically anti-Semitic. So, there you go. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255.
Joseph Massad, a tenured politics and history teacher at Columbia University, has seen growing calls to fire him for, you ready, condoning and supporting terrorism, according to a student who started the petition to have him booted, after Massad praised the Hamas terror attack as astonishing, astounding, awesome, incredible. I saw that video of that professor. What a scumbag. Look, war is hell. If the Hamas wants to go over and fight the Israeli troops, slug it out. The Israeli troops fire back on Hamas, slug it out. If innocents are killed in the process on either side, the humanitarian in me says, I feel for you. I don't go, kill those dirty Palestinian pigs or whatever. I don't care. I don't feel that way about any human being. Even the ones I don't like. I'm sure you've made this statement before. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And you meant it, right? Because it was a human thing. Even people that have harmed you, that have done you wrong, you still go, I wouldn't wish that on them. I'm too much of a human being, a humanist, to want someone to suffer in that manner. Because you get it. There but by the, you ready? Grace of God go I. We get it. When I see homeless people, I think, I could be there. I don't think I'll ever be there, but I've said things that I don't think I would ever be that I'm at right now. And it's there, but by the grace of God, I'm not begging for food or who knows? On a deathbed because of the wrong thing. Who knows? I wouldn't wish any of these things on anybody. When people go to war, bad things happen. And you're not going to get me cheering for one side or the other when bad things happen. I may think one side is more righteous in what they're trying to achieve. And I certainly do. I believe that Israel is more righteous in this case. I believe Israel only wants to just be left alone. And these ingrained people that have ingrained this nonsense in these kids and made Israel the scapegoat for everything happening in the Muslim community, I think it's dangerous. And I see the same thing happening in America with blacks. They want to, you know, I mean, seriously, you want to make bad guys out of people for what? So, okay, say you blame everything on white folks. What does it get you? Tell me what Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all these other race pimps, what are they doing? Right now, look, I'll be brutally honest. Of the people that I can go to for help, over my entire life, I have one family member I know I can count on. One. Maybe one that might help. Okay? And by the way, family members are black. These are black family members. I have one black friend that I know I can count on. He will drop everything to help me. Same thing with him. He knows I'll do the same. And I have one that's a maybe. But I can tell you this. I have at least 10 white folks that I can count on. They're like brothers and sisters. And if I need them, they're there. No questions asked. Here you go, Kevin. Now, I'm not keeping racial score. I'm just telling you, if you want to say, what's the ratio, Kevin? It's 10 whites to 4 blacks. It's 5 to 2. But that's what's, and for the record, If you've got one of those in your life, you're pretty lucky. But I've got that many. So I've got, what, 12 and two possibles. And to be honest with you, I probably have more. I just haven't asked. Haven't had to, haven't wanted to. But they come. I'm just telling you, it has nothing to do with color or anything else. And so when I look at these problems of the world and I say, okay, people, we got a film, we're going to show this. The Hamas terrorists dug up water pipes so they could get the pipes to make tubes to make rockets to go into Israel. Meanwhile, their people don't have adequate drinking water. Who does that? Now, would we go rebuild that so they could do it again? The short answer is no. But do we want to do it? Do we want to help? Do I want the people of Hamas to have running water? Absolutely. Do I want them to have workable electricity? Yes. Do I want them to have jobs and opportunities so they can get their minds off of terrorism? 100%. I don't like their ideology. I don't like their approach. But you know what I think would happen if they found some level of success and could find something different? Instead of being mad at something, how about go be happy about something? I think there'd be a lot of people happy. Going back to this stuff, Joseph Massad, the tenured professor at Columbia University that praised these attacks, his petition, they got 45,000 signatures at change.org before they suspended it and placed it under review. Another Cornell professor, associate professor of history, Russell Rickford, similar calls for his ousting because he was exhilarated by the unprecedented violence against Israel. Exhilarated, that's the word he used. Juicy, UC Davis, Gemma DeCristo. One group of people we have easy access to in the U.S. is all these Zionist journalists who spread propaganda and misinformation. They have houses with addresses and kids in school. They can fear their bosses, but they should fear us more. She's got a knife and a hatchet and three blood drops on that post. She's the assistant professor of American Studies undergraduate faculty advisor. Gemma DeCristo. Got no dog in the fight, but a lot of fight in the dog. She doesn't know why. No idea. Professor of American Studies. Just giving you some of these. A letter signed by more than 2,000 UK actors, artists, and musicians, including Tilda Swinton and Outlander star Sam Heughan, has been slammed as drivel for condemning Israel's military attacks without mentioning the brutal attacks that Hamas conducted on Israeli citizens. The New York Post, that was an article. Dr. Tosca, here's what she wrote as an apology. The one, Mika Tosca. Yesterday, I wrote some things on my Instagram story that I unequivocally reject and do not stand behind. Then why'd you say it? Department of Homeland Security officer was put on leave after praising Hamas, sharing extremist content on social media, including a post where she wrote, F Israel, we are ready for your downfall. She joined U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in 2019 and held a position as an asylum officer. She's helping asylum seekers get into this country. Who do you think she's letting in? I'm just giving you an overview of the anti-Semitism that exists on the left.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.